Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Spring break is in full swing for Chicago public school students, and suburban districts, including schools in LaGrange, Elgin, and Flossmoor, they head out next week. Some of you may have plans for what to do with your families already, while some of you might not have even had a chance to consider it. Or maybe you just want some ideas of fun activities around town for yourself, because a solo outing sounds pretty nice right now, doesn't it? Well, either way, we have got you covered. We got ideas from Dave Miska, WBEZ engineer and parent of a 13-year-old. Tori Levy, who's a staff writer at the website and social media account Secret Chicago. And Cameron Stanton, who's co-founder of the outdoor adventure nonprofit Black People Outside. Plus, we got recommendations from you, the listeners. Since Dave's daughter has spring break next week, he began with what he's looking forward to doing with her. Here's Dave.
Well, we're having a come-to-work day on Friday. She's coming with me. We take the train. It's a big adventure. She's 13, so she likes to have her, you know, her chai latte on the train like she's, you know, grown up. We ride the metro together and come down here. I think it's more of an excuse for her to, you know, stick her dad for lunch. But, you know, but she likes coming here. So we're doing that Friday. And then I'm open because, again, 13 going on 37. So, you know, she doesn't like the little kid things anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can't do the petting zoo.
That's right. The list starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
And then, you know, we can always go shopping, Daddy. Well, you know, I don't have $1 million all the time. So we need to find some fun things, you know.
There we go. I think I see some calls coming in. But to your point, Dave, teenagers are tough, right? I mean, mine are at the end of that teenage spectrum. And this time around, for the first time, I didn't make plans. Well, first of all, I forgot. So there's that. Spring break crept up on me. So there's that.
Me too, yeah.
It's spring break's fault. It's not mine. It's just been really busy. But they're old enough that they were kind of able to make their own plans. They kind of, you know, talked to their friends and one planned a sleepover. She's just, you know, made her way back home from that sleepover. And, you know, the other made movie plans. And I thought that that was pretty cool, you know. So is that something that maybe you're encouraging? I know you got a niece and nephew, Cameron.
Oh, yes. To be really honest, some of these kids know what they want to do.
They do.
Yeah, they're able to look it up online and be like, no, look, hey, look, I want to do this, that, and the third.
Then when we come with our, you know, big parent plans, they're like, well, let's tweak. Let's tweak just a little bit. What are you trying to get your nieces and nephews out doing? They're in their 20s.
They're in their 20s. So, like, sometimes they want to do outdoorsy things, but there is one particular that I've done recently. It's actually located here in Navy Pier. Chicago Flyover.
The Flyover.
I think that's a great introductory for people that, like, okay, I don't want to get dirty, but I kind of do want to do some little kind of exploring. The Iceland Adventure version of it. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that flyover. You're nodding, Tori. Have you tried it?
I did. I went last year, and it was quite the experience. I did the Chicago flyover one where you experience Chicago at new heights, and it's really immersive. They have wind blowing your face. You're up in this roller coaster style
seat. So you're like sitting in something, and then you've got, what, glasses on?
Oh, yes. So it's like a... It's a beginner's version of a roller coaster. So they just give you kind of, it's like it's a big screen. You're inside of a chair.
It's perfect for me.
Exactly. You're inside of a like chair that kind of leans forward. So you kind of get your Superman on and you just soar through the sky. And it's a very action-packed adventure for all ages.
Yeah. But
particularly, I think, for teens that just don't want to get dirty, but just kind of still want some kind of fun experience. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's the Chicago's version of the Sphere.
There we go.
Excellent, excellent. So is that on your list, Dave?
I had not considered that because I walk by it every day.
I know. It's underneath our noses here at Navy Pier, and I forgot about it until Cameron said it a second ago.
I had not considered it. I walk by it every day.
Yeah. Let's take a call. We've got Gary in Lincoln Park with a recommendation. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. What do you got?
Well, what we love to do, it's a free pleasure in Chicago in the nicer weather, is to walk along the North Branch of the Chicago River. And we get on a trail. We go down at Belmont Avenue. We go down to the west bank of the North Branch of the Chicago River and walk for about a mile going north with all the prairie plantings, and it's beautiful during all seasons. We're out there from fall all the way, spring, summer, fall.
Yes.
Beautiful.
That sounds like an excellent idea. Gary, you're getting nods all across this panel today. What comes to mind for you when Gary talks about the river, Tori?
I think there's so many things to do on the river. I know a lot of restaurants are reopening for the end of spring and summer, mm-hmm. And it's right in the loop, so I think there's a ton of other things to do around the city after you're done walking the river. But yeah. What brings to mind is there's another walking path that I think a lot of people don't know, the 606 Trail in Wicker Park. It's this elevated trail that, you know, goes above the city, and I think it's a really cool experience if you're looking for a more nature-esque thing to do mm-hmm. with your family this week.
Yeah, for sure. What are some best practices, Cameron, for picking a last minute destination? Because as I said, some folks are in my boat where we're in the middle of spring break right now and we gotta scramble and we gotta pull something together.
If you see something, don't be afraid to try it. So like sometimes you might have to be like, all right, no, we're doing this. Yes, in your mind, you know it's last minute. So like that's your fault, but it's okay. Because you saw something and you're coming around and be like, no, we're going to do this. And sometimes mm-hmm. you never know what you might discover that yourself or your kid might like.
Yeah, last year I was almost in the same boat and I came up with Wisconsin Dells. Let's go there. We're new enough to Chicago that that's still fun.
Right.
Right?
You get over it after a while, but it's a fun family experience of Dells, and it's expanded considerably, and it's been renovated a lot too.
Yeah,
because when I was younger, and I mean I'm older than everybody in this room, but when I was younger, it had gotten a little seedy, a little rundown.
Oh, okay.
But now they got all the big water parks. They got all the
it was fun last year. We did bumper cars or go karting rather, right. and a lot of indoor water parks. That sort of thing. And it was good enough.
Ice cream at every turn.
Good enough. So Tori, talk about Secret Chicago, because you've got great lists all the time for this kind of stuff. But for someone who hasn't heard of y'all, how do you describe it?
Yeah, we're your hyper local guide to all things Chicago. So think niche things, hidden gems. If you're looking for plans to do this weekend, we got you covered.
Yes, awesome. And you found free offerings around town.
Yes.
You had me at free. Fill us in.
Yeah, so there are a ton of free things to do this week if you're looking to have spring break on a budget. Mostly, a lot of people don't know that every museum usually has a free day. So the Art Institute, Thursdays are their free day. The Field Museum, Wednesdays are their free day. Mm. If you're looking for more nature-esque activities, the Lincoln Park Conservatory is free every single day.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have this special spring flower show. So if you're interested in botany, this is like the place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if you guys heard the Garden of Phoenix. Only been a couple times, but I think it's this really cool hidden gem.
Where is that?
In Hyde Park.
Oh, wow.
So right by the Museum and Science of Industry. And they have a Japanese garden, which is really beautiful. And cherry blossoms are supposed to be they're supposed to bloom in the near future. I don't think this week, but hopefully at the end of April.
That sounds incredible. I know today is also the free day at Adler.
Yes.
And you can catch an Afrofuturistic multiverse movie.
I would best believe you should go see that.
Yes. And this is right up your alley, Cameron, because I know you and free museums go way back.
Oh, yes. My mother used to take me to all the free museums. You'd be able to go down to the library and get like the little booklet and certain dates for tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Field Museum was always one of my favorite. I remember when Sue first came in. It was such a great time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When I first saw Sue,
yes.
I was
Well, we've got Patrick from Old Irving Park on the line who wants to join this museum conversation. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. What are you recommending for us today?
Well, I actually have two museums. One is the Insect Asylum near me, and then the Mexican Museum of Art.
Awesome. The Insect Asylum. I mean, do you go there a lot because it's so close to you?
Yeah, I've been there before, and they have a cool possum that you can hold sometimes. But if you want to do that, I would call ahead and make sure she's in a good mood.
That's a very good tip, Patrick. Thank you so much for calling. This goes really well into our Off the Beaten Path series. So last year, we did this series of conversations on the program where our producers wanted to check out some of the museums that you don't often hear about. So this insect asylum fits right into the conversations that we had. We also visited the Lizadro Museum of Lapidary Art. That's in Oak Brook. It showcases the art of gem cutting and sculpting. Very interesting stuff. I want to play you a clip from Julie. She was a person who was visiting the museum that same day.
My friend and I are adventurers. We like to go on trips. And so we made a field trip out here.
I have heard about this museum for years, and I finally been able to get here. It is fabulous and very surprising that it's not out there more than it is.
It needs to be publicized because, I mean, no pun intended, it is a hidden gem. I mean, you walk around and it's like, we keep going, do you see this?
First of all, they are having a time, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
What's your favorite museum, Dave?
I found a fun one, and this is a good free trip, but you got to do it during the week. So if you need a weekday thing to do. So say if you live in the western suburbs, come in on the Metro, go into Union Station, and walk over to the Federal Reserve Bank for the Money Museum. It is free. It is 100% free. You can see what $1 million looks like.
Do I get that $1 million when I leave on the way out?
No, but you get to see, you know, like, can you tell if a bill's counterfeit?
Yes.
The history of money. And it's kind of fun for the older people, older folks too. Parents would be, oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And kids learn a bit. So it's really kind of fun. And you can take the train and make a cheap day of it. You know, it's exciting for kids to take the train.
Pretty awesome.
Grab a little lunch, walk around downtown if it's nice. That's an easy day.
I'm intrigued. Something I thought was cool that you all published, Tori, was, checking out where films have been shot here in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you can go on a self-guided tour. Some of the most famous films have been filmed here. The Dark Knight and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. For Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you can do a replication of Ferris's Day. So start at the Art Institute, do a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. They have their home opener next Friday. And then you could head to the 103rd floor of the Sky Deck and just gaze out at the city, which would be really fun.
I still cannot drive down Wacker or Lower Wacker without feeling like Batman.
I love that.
I literally think I'm in the movie. You also talk about thrifting, taking your teens or your kids to teach them the art of thrifting.
Yeah.
Thrift stores.
There are so many different thrift stores in the city. I think Lakeview East has a ton of my favorite.
Yes,
Brown Elephant. So it has furniture, it has collector's items, clothing. Elliott's is another one, really fun. And one of my favorite restaurants is actually by there. So if you're looking to thrift and then do a Chicago-style hot dog, I would recommend going to Flub Dub Chubbs after.
Flub Dub Chubbs?
Yes.
Oh, that's a new one for me. I'll write that down.
You have to try it.
Cameron, what are the best spots in the city to go on a hike or a stroll?
Stroll. I love the North Branch Trail, but a true classic is either the north or south end of the lakeshore.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at or sunset, when that sun starts to shimmer off that glass downtown, it looks. Speaking of hidden gems, that's quite the spectacle right there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, probably one of our favorite locations is the Morton Arboretum. Mainly because of, even throughout many of the, out in Lyle, Illinois, it's open throughout the year. So whether what season you're in, there's plenty to explore.
Yes,
they
that's
even
good.
Have a tram that allows you to ride through. So if you're not here to walk around, you can still have accessibility to all the plants in nature.
That's perfect. And you know what? I'm glad you're here because we always tap you when it comes to finding places to go outside of the city. Mm. Sometimes people just want to take that little road trip and do a hike elsewhere.
Very much
so. Where do you recommend? What are some of your favorites?
Oh, some of the close locations nearby. Everyone's heard of Starved Rock, but just locally nearby, Starved Rock, just up the street, Matheson State Park is quite spectacular.
Dave's giving you a thumbs up.
There we go. The room knows.
Hell yeah.
Otherwise, taking a trip. I personally recently discovered Milwaukee. Milwaukee feels like a little brother, but Milwaukee has a lot to discover out
really?
There. Plenty of nature nearby. And then if you go during the winter time, deep into a winter, I know we're coming up on summer, but they have some skiing out there as well.
Yeah.
Quite
Milwaukee.
Wonderful.
Milwaukee. Yes. That's a fantastic place.
Walk along the river. You get into River West in Milwaukee, and there are some beautiful trails. And there's like a, there's an eco museum. I don't have it off the top of my head, but he made me think of it. Look it up. It's in River West, and there's a bunch of nature stuff. You can walk along the river there. It's
nice.
Beautiful.
Let's hear from John in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, John.
Hello. I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, great. Well, we're so glad that you're still listening to 91.5 and you're able to chime into this great conversation. What do you got for us?
Well, when I was a teenager back in the 70s, I lived in Zion, and it was like a nice midway location between Chicago and Milwaukee. I used to go to Milwaukee at times. Milwaukee was very pretty, especially the Bay View area. And mm-hmm. there was South Shore Park there, and I used to like to sort of ruminate there. But one of the things I used to be back when I was a teenager, about 14, 15, 16 years old, was I was a bit of a bus and train bum. And what I do is I take my bicycle with me and I piggyback, usually on the Chicago and Northwestern, going from Zion to downtown, or just putting it on a bike rack on the front of a bus and going to wherever I went all over the city.
Yeah.
I used to go to Ravinia. I used to go to the north side. A lot of great places out on the north side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's great, John. Thank you so much. And it's so simple, John's recommendation. Just like pick up your bike or hop on the bus and
just go outside.
For nature.
Yes. Another caller here. Andrew is in Uptown. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling to recommend the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Oh, yes.
West side of Chicago. You can get right on the blue line and then your 1 minute walk from there. And it's just the perfect place to go to on these cool days to get some humid air. There's so much to see. And so highly recommend everyone gets out there.
Love that, Andrew. Thank you. That's an oldie but goodie.
Oh, yeah.
Tori, do you have a favorite day trip spot outside of the city?
Yes. New Buffalo, Michigan happens to be my favorite spot.
Been hearing about that. And you know what? I saw that recommendation by someone on Facebook. And then I saw people in the comments from New Buffalo saying, no, we're closed.
Yeah.
Stop coming.
People say it's like the Hamptons of Chicago.
It's getting crowded, isn't it?
Yes. But it's like the perfect spring, summer, fall, winter trip. But there's a lot of other things happening. It's 1 hour by car. And you can also take the metro there. But wineries, shops, so many other things happening,
mm-hmm.
and you can just wander the beach. I mean, it's the perfect day trip,
I think.
It
sounds like a great afternoon.
Yeah.
There's a farm that you take your daughter to, Dave.
Yeah, she really likes this. We found this when she was younger, but it continues to be fun. It's Hepzibah Farms.
Hepzibah.
I have a hard time with that word, but it's in north suburban Hebron, so a little north of Woodstock on I-47. It's $10 a person. And you get a guided tour for 2 hours.
Mm. Wow.
And it's like it's a working farm. So
for $10?
$10.
Wow.
You got to make a reservation. You got to call ahead. You can't just pull up and do this. But call ahead, make sure they've got a spot. One time it was just the three of us. And we walked around and this girl guided us through everything. You know, the kids, they get to pet the animals. They get to see how
that's perfect.
Can you milk a cow?
I don't think, they don't have dairy cows, but they had goats and they had, the kids love to hold.
No, it sounds like a fun time.
And you see how everything works.
And the price is right.
It's a nice drive, a little, maybe an hour or so from the city.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap here, folks, I'm going to go around the table one more time and maybe give me a fun place to do a staycation or just one more recommendation that you haven't been able to share just yet. Shall we start with you, Tori?
Yeah, well, my recommendation's for Friday because it's supposed to be 70 degrees. So I think if you're staying in Chicago, stay at the Chicago Athletic Hotel. It's it's in the Loop. So whether you want to get to the north or south side, it's the perfect place to stay. But my recommendation would be go to the White Sox home opener. It's this Friday. It's going to be beautiful out. I think tickets start at $17. And after last season,
now, are you sure? There might be a little bit of rain in the forecast.
Oh, well, maybe I thought it was supposed to be really nice. Oh, no.
But if not,
yes.
This sounds like a thing to do. It's 40% chance. I mean,
how
accurate are these predictions anyway? No, that's a great tip. Great tip.
And hopefully they'll be much better than last year. They can
for
only
sure.
Go up,
right? Like the team's just got to do much better.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah. I've got a fun little day trip. Openlands Lakeshore Preserve. It's up at Fort Sheridan, which is up in Highwood, between Highwood and Lake Forest, right in the lake. It's free. There's plenty of parking. You can walk along the lakeshore. There's self-guided tours. Mm-hmm. The nature changing throughout the seasons. It's a migratory bird sanctuary there as well. They had to do some renovations because it was on an active military base at one time. So they've cleaned up the whole thing. And Now it's open, all these lakefront trails. You're done with that, going to Highwood. There's a bunch of fun little places for lunch. So you can make a little day of it on a nice day.
That's great. And Cameron?
Okay, for a quick day trip, well, not to go too far, but some place you can definitely spend the whole day at. I love the idea of a movie location. So it's a facility out in near the suburbs called Go Ape Adventure Park. Mm. And in this facility, reference to the movie is Tarzan. Because This is where you can definitely get to swinging around and enjoying some treetop adventure. We've been there recently and it was quite fun.
Yeah. Go Ape,
yes. Love it. For all ages. And you can definitely spend a couple of hours tiring yourself out there.
Just going ape. We'll leave it there. Cameron Stanton is co-founder of the hiking nonprofit Black People Outside. Dave Miska is a WBEZ engineer and parent desperately trying to keep his teen entertained next week for spring break. And Tori Levy is staff writer at Secret Chicago. Thank you all so much. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Maha Ahmed. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. To stay up to date on current events and local news, make sure to subscribe to the podcast or visit wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.